Hi, I'm Azam Siddiqui, and today is December 11, 2018. I'm currently sitting with Chris Freeman in 9th period study hall in the Hinsdale Central Library. And I just wanted to ask, Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. So my first question today is, did you think that Nick Carraway was a reliable narrator?
I don't think he was perfect, but he was good for his role. I feel like the author put him in the book because he always looked like the normal guy in the room, and compared to Gatsby and everything that's going on around him.
Well, there were parts where he was drunk. That could affect the story, right?
Well, yeah. He could have told some things inaccurately, but the book wasn't really even about him, so I don't think it mattered that much. The story might have some bias to it, but I think he did a good job as a narrator.
So my second question is, did you like Jay Gatsby as a character?
I thought he was a really interesting guy. I liked the mystery that was around him in the book. I forgot how they said he got his money, and it was something to do with bootlegging, right?
Yeah.
I remember reading how rich he was, and then I watched the movie, and it really showed how huge his house was. I don't think that he was that good of a guy, though, considering how he got his money and how hard he tried to go after Daisy.
So, going back to Daisy, how much do you blame her for Jay's death at the end?
You know, I blame her a lot. She's the one who was driving that killed the guy at the guy's wife at the end, and it was Jay who got unlucky for using his own car. She led him on a lot too. She's one of those people who love like getting attention, and she used Jay to get it. If he wasn't in love with her, he wouldn't have died. But she was the one reason Jay.
Like it was Jay's fault too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. So let me look for another question here. Okay, so I also wanted to talk about the time period the book is set in, which is the 1920s. I don't know if you took A Push last year.
I did.
But I remember learning about the Roaring Twenties. Did you learn about that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and how much social change happened. Yeah, so learning about the Roaring Twenties and how much social change happened that decade. The book also explores the culture clash further with Tom Buchanan's conservativeness fighting about Daisy going out, which he thought of as new age and against family values. Being written in 1925, what did you think of the author's depiction of 1920s America?
You know, I think he did a good job. I know the 20s were considered a very progressive time in America, and for him to be settling in the wealthy part of New York City, I think it was a good move to show the time period off. Tom was a good symbol to represent the old America that stood for family and Christianity, and Jay was a good character to represent all the money and flashiness at the time too, kind of a progressive way of thinking. The details about Gatsby's big parties and the famous people that went to them, I think they did a good job of showing us what people talked about and how they acted during that time.
Okay. So, when I asked you for a book to recommend, you recommended me The Great Gatsby. So I just wanted to ask why you recommended me this book.
I think it does a great job of showing off the different types of people and like society in the 1920s and 30s, because it shows like the working class and how they lived, but it also shows the upper class and the hollowness of that society, and about how he doesn't really fit in with them, but he also doesn't fit in with the lower class. So I think it kind of shows,
yeah, like Jay, like how nobody showed up at his funeral at the,
yeah,
like only one person from one of his parties showed up.
Yeah, and so I think it really just shows kind of the beginning of the new America in the 1920s and 30s.
Another theme I picked up on was about obsession with like Jay going after Daisy, like no matter what like her husband said or like how it looked. So what do you think about that?
You know, I feel like Daisy really used Jay for attention, but Jay couldn't really do anything about it because the attention...
He kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was getting him exactly what he wanted out of the relationship between them.
Yeah.
And with no one showing up to his funeral at the end and such, it just shows that these connections that he built with these people were just solely based off his relationship with Daisy and nothing else.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so that is the end of our interview. I just spoke with Chris Freeman about The Great Gatsby, and today is December 11th, 2018. Thank you.